USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Employers across the United States added 225,000 jobs last month, smashing what economists had predicted, which was 158,000 jobs to be added in the month of January. President Trump reacts to the latest jobs report.
We just came out with fantastic job numbers. I think it was 230,000 or something thereabouts, which was much higher than projection. So jobs continue to be great. Our country continues to do great. I'm now going to North Carolina. Some of you maybe are coming, but the jobs report just came out, and it's great.
Severe storms are claiming the lives and causing trouble in the South. At least five people have died because of the storms. They were in Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Possible or confirmed tornadoes were spotted in Virginia, Maryland, Florida, and Alabama. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our prime responsibility is protecting our families, but we also need to protect our families' assets. For years, I've studied economics in the Bible and as a financial professional. I'm Dr. Tom Barrett. I found gold to be the best way to protect assets from a government gone wild. Gold is ridiculed by leftist elites who say it's old-fashioned and not suitable for financial planning. But gold is anything but outdated. Smart families use it as part of their retirement plans. Gold has been the only universally recognized money since the beginning of time. Precious metals are the only money in the Bible, and they're the only constitutional money. Your paper money is just government IOUs backed by nothing. No paper money has ever survived. They crash, on average, in 27 years. The dollar will not be the first to defy this law of economics. Learn more at investmentgradegold.com. That's investmentgradegold.com for your free 10-10-10 financial survival plan.
The suspect in the El Paso Walmart shooting is now facing federal hate crime charges. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The 21-year-old man accused of killing 22 people in a shooting at an El Paso, Texas Walmart was charged with federal hate crimes on Thursday. The grand jury indictment charges Patrick Cruces with 90 federal charges. It says he bought a semi-automatic rifle and 1,000 rounds of hollow point ammunition online in June of 2019. It also says he wrote a document ahead of the shooting that states the attack was, quote, a response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas. The charges carry a sentence of the death penalty or life in prison. In September, a grand jury in El Paso indicted him on charges of capital murder.
The Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs are expected to head to the White House next week. More details to be released on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Heavy rain is bringing relief to eastern Australia, causing flooding in Sydney and bringing relief to firefighters still dealing with dozens of brush fires in parts of New South Wales. The fire commissioner in New South Wales is optimistic the rain will help extinguish some of the blazes over the coming days. Eldon Alexander is from the United States, and he was part of the contingent of firefighters who went over to Australia to fight fires, and he says it's unfortunate that three Americans died while helping fight the fires.
Yes, absolutely. You know, the conditions over there have been so extreme. They've had so much fire on the ground for over 155 days of significant fire activity. We did lose three American firefighters over there working for Coulson Aviation, retardant plane crash, a very sad situation. You know, it's just everything we can do to help them out.
It's likely Democrats will not have a clear front runner after the first three contests in our country. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky explains.
After the debacle in Iowa, Democrats now moving on to the New Hampshire primary Tuesday, and then it's off to South Carolina. We could see three different winners in three different states. As it stands, Mayor Pete winning Iowa by a razor-thin margin. In fact, the head of the party there actually calling for a recount. Bernie Sanders expected to win New Hampshire, and in South Carolina, former Vice President Joe Biden expected to clean up and be the winner. Biden not campaigning at all Thursday in New Hampshire, no events on his schedule.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.